This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The storm system that flooded Missouri and more and sent tornadoes through the Dallas area was also responsible for a blizzard in the Texas Panhandle and eastern New Mexico with snowdrifts 10 feet high. Dairy herds took it hard, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
It looks like more than 30,000 cows are dead because of that blizzard over Christmas weekend. Tara Vanderdusen runs Ragin' Dairy in Clovis, New Mexico. She's got about 10,000 cows and says her farm had to dump 10 tankers of finished milk because trucks couldn't get out to them to pick it up.
And that's about the equivalent of $80,000.
New Mexico produces a lot of dairy. Vanderdusen says everyone she knows is in the business. Her farm lost about 100 cows. She says some neighbors lost many more.
It was devastating to hear just all the stories coming in from the storm because we are all so close.
That seems like a lot of cows, but Brian Gould doesn't think it'll change national prices much. He teaches agricultural and applied economics at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He says there are more than 9 million cows in the U.S., but this could be tough for this region.
I would think that most of those producers that were impacted sell to one plant. That plant could be severely impacted.
The USDA will have a better idea of the storm's effects when it releases its monthly report of milk production. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.